of sorts. Well, I can't say we've done every single word of this, but the main thing that we did do, and we'll pick off, we left off last week, so we'll pick up again. Okay. Fine. I have to tell you, I found a Meiridik Chidushi Ramban, which made no sense to me whatsoever, and I think I have a pshat. So I want to tell you my Chidush. Ramban suggests the Chidush Neira, that even though, we're in the study of Tanai Kofel, etc., that even though you don't need Tanai Kofel, Ramban passed Mikun, you don't need Tanai Kofel, but still, says the Ramban in the Chidushim, nonetheless you need Hein Kodem Olav. Eliot's borrowing his brow in amazement. You share the amazement of footnote 151. How is it shaykh to say that you need Hein Kodem Olav if you don't have to have a Tanai Kofel at all? That is ridiculous. So the answer is, if you don't have a Tanai Kofel at all, it's good. But you're going to have already a Tanai Kofel, make sure it's Hein Kodem Olav. The question is, what doesn't make any sense? Right, there's a steering around about, but that's maybe a different, slightly different. We'll come to that in a few minutes. But the forget steerers. The internal issue, the fact that you can not require Tanai Kofel, at the same time, if you have Kofel, and you require Hein Kodem Olav, the chor tapele. If it's exeris a kosher, you need Hein Kodem Olav based on B'nai Kodem B'nai Ruvain, and I say you don't need Tanai Kofel at all, how could you possibly derive Hein Kodem Olav from B'nai Kodem B'nai Ruvain? You don't need Kofelis at all. I think this is what I think the answer is. Remember the Ramban threw in an expression of Tfos Loshon Achron. Remember that? We saw it before. I don't know if you remember. It's been so long. It's Wednesday. It's Monday. It's a weekend. Azam and weekend. In Tazeni Yom. Just imagine. I'm afraid to count the days. Yeah. So, So, the Ramban had a Loshon in the Mechamis of the reason why the Hein Kodem Olav because Tfos Loshon Achron. That means that you'll have lav kodem lahein, and the last words out of your mouth are the yes, so we're afraid that the yes will undo the previous no. So if not, then not. And if yes, then yes. So the if not is not as history. And if yes, then yes, which is the last expression, will prevail, and the tnai will become completely nullified. Fine. It seems to me as follows. If you did not double the language at all, what'd you say? You said, if yes, then yes. Oh, by the way, it's not our topic for now. I saw one of the mafarshim. One of the guys says, if no. If it will not rain, you're not divorced. That's all he says. So we derive from this, by implication, that he means if it will rain, you will be divorced. He never said that. He only said the lav. There's a discussion about that in the post, but I don't want to go into that now. It's an interesting discussion. I'm just reminded of it. But you know, I just mentioned to you, I'm strong over for a parenthetically interesting question. If it won't rain, you're not divorced. It ain't again. That's true. That's in other areas. We find such a thing.
No.
True. So you'll say, she'll be a good guy. Okay. But not everyone agrees. Okay. Let's put that aside for the moment. So I say only one thing. I say if it will rain, you'll be divorced. Okay? So no. So it's false Lashon Achra. It's false Lashon Achra. You should be divorced no matter what. It is no. If I only say a one half statement, I say if it will rain, you will be divorced. So we derive on our own, that if it will not rain, you will not be divorced. There's no problem of Tfos Lashon Achron, because it's an implicit Lashon Achron to the contrary. You say the Hain, the Lav is implicit, never enunciated, and therefore there is in effect the Lav, which is unstated, but it is implicit, which in fact follows the Hain. You say the Hain, and the Lav comes all around you by itself. So the Lav, the unstated Lav, can put the brakes, to give the muscle we used last week, you put the brakes on the mice and say, no, it's not going to be chal unless it rains. But if, right? And that's good enough. There's no need for me to say the hain and the lav. But if I go out of my way and I say the lav and the hain, but I say the lav first and the hain last, then, Rabosai, there's no longer an implicit lav after the hain. You know why? It's been superseded by what? The explicit lav which came before the hain. So once you have an explicit lav before the hain, that implicit lav after the hain disappears. That's what the Ramban Chidushim means. If I say only the Hein, it's good enough, because the Lavish is implicit, comes afterwards and puts the brakes on. It's false Lashon Achron, even if it's implicit. If I say lav and hein with the fei with my own mouth, then there's no lav afterwards. Then false shen acharim, and the tanai is bottle. I think it's a gevaldik teret. Footnote 151 and the black rambans, the new ones, had a kasha tzorochi and gadol. They had no teretz. The chol I was stunned at first also, but after recovering from my initial shock, I think it's not a bad teretz, not a bad pshat. And he is dieting. Oh, good. Now we left off, but I never finished on Wednesday because I ran out of time with the Avnei Meluim. The Avnei Meluim has a couple of very big kiddushim in Siman Lamed Ches. In Siman Lamed Ches of Cotton Bays, he talks about the Shitas of Rambam. The Rambam holds that Tanai Kodom Lamais, let's chazar again. Doesn't mean you say the Tanai before you say the Mais. No. Tanai Kodom Lamais, you say the Tanai before you do the Mais. I say, Im Yerduk Shamim, I raise the get before I give the get to the woman. Doesn't matter what order I say it. If I say I raise the get Im Yerduk Shamim before I give the woman the get, it's also good. Not a problem. It's only a problem if I don't say a word of condition until after I gave her the piece of paper. I say, honey, see ya. Oh, by the way, in Titili Elif Alfei Zuz, you know. By the way, and after so you did the mice already, you gave the get your hand already. Much too late to make a condition. That's the Rambam's understanding of tonight calling the mice. Right? It's a much smaller chiddush than our version. We have a chiddush neira. When Rambam says, I'll have a push, you would set it on your own, almost misvara. A chiddush is tochidim. Now, as a question, I tochidim was not, doesn't matter getting the condition. So we don't go into that. That's what he says. The Rambam doesn't even say it explicitly what the Rambam says. Yesh the Rambam Shita Acheres was there. Remember we saw that in the Rambam? So I'm telling you what the Shita Acheres is. That the Shita Acheres is, and that the Rambam makes reference to, is that the Tanai Kodem Lamaisa means not the Tanai Kodem Amiras Amaisa, but the Tanai Kodem the Asiyas Amaisa. That's what the Mefarshim call Tanai Kodem Asiyas Amaisa. Yeah, if you want to look it up, page 72, just to refresh your memory a little bit, page 72, the last line before Tana Rabbanan, it says, Avol yesh das acheres laram bamzal b'maisa kodon l'tnai k'mosh kasafti b'perek amal v'kidushin b'sadat d'shmayim. No, great, so we don't have it in front of us, so I'm telling you what he says. Rambam, see, look up Rambam, he says b'feresh, that's what it means, shita saramba. Frek te'elag avdim meluim, the following kash. B'nei goda b'nei ruvein. So what happened? So the fact that we already saw this in, I think it was in the Ramban or Nochamas or somewhere. I also forgot after all these days. We saw somewhere that the derivation of the need for Tanai Konon Lemaisa is the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu switched around the order of Bnei God of Bnei Reuven. The Ran said that. Thank you very much. So the Bnei God of Bnei Reuven said. That anachnu gidros tzon nivnim etnei nepovarim l'tapenu, we're going to settle here on the east bank, and then it's you want to tonight that we're going to go fight nachnu echol etzchushim lo noshel beitein botein ad nisnach abeis v'ishnach naso. So right, so they first said we're going to settle on the east bank, so they put the mice upon them at tonight, and when Moshe Rabbeinu turns it around, he says no, im taz, what do I mean im techotz l'fnei ha'shalem l'chama. And then you'll get what? You get the Arsels Lachuzi. He switched it around the order. The fact that he switched on, that's meaningful. I mean, and it's more Drushi light. There's a famous Rashi in this Indian, where he switched around a different order. They put their sheep before their kids, and he said, put your kids before your sheep. Which is a very, I don't know, these Drushi is maybe too weak of a word. It's a big Yisod. But it's a Yisod in Hashkof, and it's not a Yisod in Halacha. But this idea of switching around the order of the Tanai and the Maaseh, that's what he saw. And Halacha, as the Ran points out, thank you for reminding me, that's how we know it, the fact that he switched it around. Okay? Fine. So that's the case for Bosai. According to the Shita Sarambam, why did he switch it around? He should have said the same order. Instead of saying, because they're both called him a Maaseh, what is the Maaseh? The mice when they actually are officially given the east bank of the Yarden, which the Chora comes much, much later. Right? So what's going on over here? What's going on? What's going on? You'll need to tell me, Rabbi Osai, that they got the Eivar HaYarden right then and there. Says Azim Luma. That's my first reaction. No. They got the Eivar HaYarden right then and there. Remember, they were already standing there on the east bank of the Yarden. They got it right then and there. Says Azim Luma, can't be according to the Rambam. Why? Because according to the Rambam, if they would have gotten the Yarden right then and there, what do we call that? That's Me'akshav. Me'akshav is Me'atzchal now. Me'akshav, what does the Rambam say? You don't need Bnei Gad Reuven. And this is Bnei Gad Reuven. You can't say that Bnei Gad Reuven don't need Bnei Gad Reuven. That you can't say. That you, Rabbi Yisai, that you cannot say. That reminds you of the Kasha. The Rif is quoted as saying, you only Bnei Gad Reuven by giving the Kiddushin, not by Dinei Mavonis. I say, pray, with all due respect, Rif, let's not forget, Bnei Gad Reuven was Dinei Mavonis. What are you talking about? So there are two answers to that question. Only mentioned last week, from the Ramban, they really don't need it at all. They just makam by giving the kiddushin. There's another answer, which I don't want to go into, I'll just mention now briefly, the Ravid's mashman away, in Hilchas Zechi, I think, that the Yerusha Bnei Gorim Bnei Ruvain is not just plain money. It's a Zionistic kind of an idea. That this means that, no, really, this is a Zionist ideal. It's not just money. This is the Uruv V'tumim. This is the Shif Dekar. This is the destiny of the Jewish people. This is not just another piece of real estate. Okay. And be as it may. Yes, Ali.
What exactly is
Kash? Kash is like this. And then Luam's Kash is according to the Rambam, who says Tanai Kodon Lamaisa only means that you have to have the Tanai stated before the Asiya Samaisa, even after the Amira Samaisa. You see what that word, those words mean?
Yeah.
So Moshe Rabbeinu should have responded. Yeah, as you said, you will get the East Bank if you fight in the West. That'd be just as valid. Although the if is after Amira Samaisa, if is long before the Asiya Samaisa, which is they're getting the land many 14 years later. And don't you tell me they're getting the land right away. Because if they're getting the land right away, it's Me'afsha. And it's Me'afsha, you're only going to go to Bnei Reuven. This is Bnei Reuven. You're a kasha.
But the question is, number one, why
do
Moshe
have to
bother switching it if they're getting the land later? Because they must say that they got the land now.
But you can't say that. Because that's Me'akshav, but that's the only thing
that
so hold on a second. So Avdim Lum, when he asks the Kasha, is usually smart enough to think of his own terrors. Otherwise, you know, Kashas, you know, you don't have to be a genius to write Kashas. We can all think of Kashas. Avdim Lum gives terutzim. That's what makes him so special. Avdim Lum, the Ksois, he has ingenious answers. Here his answer is as follows. His answer, no, sorry, it was a mice immediately. What mice immediately? What? But they didn't get the Yerusha until 14. Maisa was Asiyas Hashlichus. Yes, this is what the Rabbi Lulam says in Simon Lam and Ches, Sifkotten Beis. The Shlichus is Chal V'dibur. The minute that you make the appointment, then it's done. So therefore, since the Dibur is in effect the Maisa over here, it was necessary for Moshe Rabbeinu to switch around the order and say, Im Techolzu, because there is a minui hashliach over here. We'll see in a minute which way it goes. We'll see in a second. And because it's minui hashlichos, so then there has to be, which is immediate, there has to be the amiras im before the amira of benochus ubesochachem. Now, what kind of shlichos? Now we know that the Gemara is beferish in ksubis that you need a tnai. How do you know? But what does Rashi explain there? Yehoshua ben Nun was a shliach. Moshe knew he wasn't going to go into Eretz Yisrael alive, so he named Yeshua the shliach. That's why that's the famous source for the din of Efshad Shliach Yehoshua ben Nun. So I said, "Avnei Meluim." That's a problem. The Ran is a problem. What Ran? There's a Ran that said we saw the Ran last week. Let's refresh your memory.
The answer is
that. The Maisa was right away. What was that Maisa? Minui HaShliach. And therefore, you have to say Im before the Nochzu, because he's appointing Yeshua right now as Shliach to carry out his bidding. He's not going to be alive then. Right? So he's a kind of, it's not a literal Shliach. I don't want to use the word literal, because Moshe died. I'm going to make sure a Shliach, you know, we learned that. Once the Mashiach is dead, then the Shliach can't be a Shliach anymore, right? Right? Or so we think, anyway. I don't want to go there. Maybe. If you say shlichus in the literal sense, maybe it's a riot to the choice. Shlichus Hashem, right? It's not a no. You can't have those kashas. It's kind of a shlichus.
It's also anyway said that
Rav, thanks. I don't want to be a writer of Tosfos from here. Come here, Kodesh Baruch Hu made Moshe, and Moshe made Yeshua, and the Shliach Rishon died, doesn't matter, so we have Testament base. I want to get too mushy and drushy. I mean, it's a little too much, you know, it's not their normal. Yeah. According to the Rambam, if I have a normal Maisa, which happens a year from now, a long time from now, as long as I have the Tanai uttered before the Maisa takes effect, no matter what, doesn't matter when I utter the Maisa. You don't even you don't need kafel, you don't need anything, because it's Me'ach, Rambam is a Beferish. Me'ach, you don't need Tanai.
It's not too late,
just don't need it. Tanai Batla Maisa Kash. The Kash answers Kash like this. The Maisa is the Mini HaShliach. The Mini HaShliach is an immediate Maisa. In order to have Tanai called on the Maisa, you can't say V'nochas U'besochem B'eretz Kanan in Techol Tzul Atzov. Can't do that. Because he's telling it in effect to Yoshua Ben Nun. Right? He's charging Yoshua Ben Nun with this charge, which is an automatic kind of a thing, and he has to, therefore, before giving over the Shlichus, he has to formulate it in a way that the Tanai is before the Maisa within the Shlichus.
That's what I'm asking. According to Avni Newman, let's say I did the Maisa first, I can still save myself by saying, like, afterwards saying Tanai Kadamu Maisa.
No. You're bringing me Shalom. The Nochz of Besochem Beretz Canaan, it's 14 years later when they actually get the land officially. That's the Novzum. So all we're discussing now is the Shlichus. The Shlichus is concurrent with the words that are being uttered. So therefore, you have to utter the words in the right order. Tanai, Kodol, and Maisa. Because here, the Shlichus and the which is the, in effect the Maisa we're talking about, is exactly the same as the words. Yes, Yehuda.
It's
not a halfway Maisa. Yeah. Oh. So you remember the Ran. It's about the, he took the words out of my mouth. The Ran says, we saw it last week, to refresh your memory. It's from the Ran. The Ran says that Shlichus does not require Kfelis. Where is that Ran? We read it together last week. So if it's even now, where's that Ran, Rabbi Osai? The Ran says that the Shlichus, you're not doing Ritzon HaMashaleach. Nothing to do with B'nai God or B'nai Reuven. It's nothing to do with that at all. You're not doing Ritzono. No? Anyone found that anywhere? We read it last week in Shir. I don't remember anymore where it is. Somewhere in this long piece, the Ran quotes a Svara, when it comes to Shlichus, you don't need whatsoever the halachas of B'nai God or B'nai Reuven, because look, you didn't do what the Shliach said you should do. What does that mean, in effect? It means like this, that if I have a formal, like I told you last week, Pshat, I have a formal maisa, we'll call it a gerushin, a kiddushin, a mechira. That's called an officially halachic maisa. And now the tanai is supposed to be the brakes to stop it in case some condition happens or doesn't happen, as the case may be. So that's a formalistic act of maisa. And the tanai is called, the Gemara calls an expression of ksubas, Q Testament days, milsach rita. It's a separate entity. So the separate entity can't stop the basic core entity unless it uses the particulars of Bnei God and Bnei Reuven, as opposed to a case of Shlichus. But Shlichus is not such a formalized entity such as Kiddushin, Gerushin, and Mechirin. Where's Alash? Anyone find it anywhere? Come on, someone should remember. Someone. Where is that? We read it. I haven't seen it since last week, so my memory is faulty. But the collective memory of all the Talmidim in the room, somebody should have a photographic memory. Remember which part of the page it was on. No? Nobody. Okay. Tazveni, Arbo Yomim. Oh, you're right. No? It's not here? See it. Oh, here it is. The very end, right before Tana Rabbanim. Right before Tana Rabbanim. He quotes in the Ayin Vav Amud Beis, four lines before. Kisvu tzu get the yishti, in labasim yikana shnei masa chodesh, v'hocha de maisa kona l'tnai, yikul ha-meymar, the masti ba de shliach shayni, the kol tnai mahani bay, l'fi shein onas ha shlucha b'masha nira mitol gilu dvorov. That's what you had in mind, Yudit. This is the case that the Meluim's teretz falls off. can have it in mind. So you should have had it in mind. To have the milulim, teretz falls off. Very dika kasha. Why is it so? Why is the teretz fall off? Oh, the Ram is not like the Ram. Okay. And the Ram will say, the Ram, what will the Ram say? Tonight. Oh, so Chayim is a poshup shah, in a chinami. You can't win with both of these, but they don't have to hold from each other. Okay. They don't hold from each other, but it's still a big problem. If the, okay, let's forget the Ram. Okay, Chayim, forget the Ram. Ram is not from the Ram, Ram is not from the Ram. Fine. Now let's focus on the Ram himself. Was there a shlichus in B'nai Gadol B'Reuven or was there not? How do we? You have to say yes because the Gemara is Ksuvus Mefurish, Taf Ayin Dalet, that you need after the shlich, how do you know B'nai Gadol B'Reuven? So now was, forget the Rambam. The Ram is a Tzorach Yin Gadol. Now voice that. The Ram who says over here, when you're dealing with a shlich, you don't need B'nai Gadol B'Reuven, Rabbanu Shalom. The Gemara says that B'nai Gadol B'Reuven was to a shlich, V'Horaya. The Gemara says you need him after the shlich, otherwise it is not, the B'nai Gadol B'Reuven don't work. That's the Gemara Ksuba Sayin Dal. One of the things you need tonight, Kol Lamaisa, Kol Lalav, tonight Kofel, Efshe De Shliach. Why? Because Ben Gadol Efshe De Shliach. Efshe De Shliach. You don't need Ben Gadol Reuven. Forget the Rambam. The Rambam himself is a Tzorach Yin Gadol. That's how the Lamaisa Kashi. He's an interesting terrorist. He found a Shultus. He unearthed a Shultus in Pashas Matis. Where the Shultus says, don't you think, I mean, this was before Rashi, but in a second, don't you think that Rashi's right that the that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Moshe, made Yeshua, the Efshe Yeshiva is Yeshua. That's how we always thought. No, it can't be. According to the Ram, in fact, it can't be. Rather, who's the Shliach? This is now. Punkt Fakert. Yeshua and Al-Azhar are the Balei Din. Why are they the Balei Din? Because they're the ones who are going to be the Roshim and the Matas, who are going to be Manchum and Yisroel, and they get across the Yarden. So Yeshua and Al-Azhar are the Balei Din, because they're the ones who are in charge in that door. Who was their shliach? Moshe Rabbeinu. Backwards. Moshe Rabbeinu was their shliach. Because Moshe Rabbeinu is not going to be there when all this happens. So he is now trying to arrange all these things in his lifetime. He's not really the main Baldover. The Baldover, Yeshua and Elazar. Moshe is in effect acting as their shliach. But there's no one between, if I may phrase it this way, there's no one between Moshe Rabbeinu and B'nai Yisrael. So when does the Ram say that there's no need for B'nai Reuven? It's when there's somebody in between the person who is speaking and the ultimate recipient. As if I appoint the case that I involve, I appoint a shliach to write a get, and I don't enunciate all the B'nai Reuven details. Doesn't matter. Because I will only make you a shliach the way I want. Because mini shliach is not the same kind of a formalized thing. So therefore, you only bring God up in the Reuven. But over here, Moshe Rabbeinu was the shliach, and he was speaking to Klal Yisrael, and there was no one between them. So therefore, you have to have the specifics of Tanai Bnei God Bnei Reuven, because otherwise, you can't say, well, he only wanted to make a shliach on such a. What do you mean? Moshe is speaking directly to Bnei Yisrael. The fact that he happens to be a shliach, that's not the point. He's the one who's speaking. So the shliach is speaking. Sorry? No, so Yeshua, so I guess I mean like this. Yeshua and Elazar, funny kind of case. They were the next generation. They were the Talmidim of Moshe Rabbeinu. But they said, Rebbe, you say we're the Baldin because we're going in, we give you carte blanche. So they had nothing to say. They said, just in effect made Moshe Rabbeinu the complete carte blanche. There was no restrictions, no limitations on Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Moshe Rabbeinu was a shaliach, I say no after the shaliach, but Moshe then directed with B'nai Yisrael, and that's why he had to have the kfeilus and the whole works, even according to the Ran, who's saying only there was an intermediary between the medaber and the recipient, then you don't need kfeilus, etc. But here there was none, because he switched it around. Not Yeshua was a shaliach, Moshe was a shaliach. And he says, Maaseh could be the ultimate time. The Nochsu B'Socha Be'eretz Kanaan, or he got the East Bank or the West Bank.
Our whole question was, we need a Maaseh that happens now.
No, we're starting a new thing now. The first question was the Rambam Sheet. That's how we got started. Then I got caught, the Rambam, the Ran, Zechariah, the best parents, the Rambam is the Rambam, the Ran is the Ran, and never twain shall meet. Chaim is right. Now I'm asking Kashim, Minei, Obey, on the Ran, forget the Rambam. The Ran himself is Shver. How can the Ran say? When is shlichus? You don't have Bnei Gadol Bnei Reuven, but every single case of Bnei Gadol Bnei Reuven is shlichus. Why? Because it's Yeshua Ben Nun. The answer is the Shiltas. The Shiltas says that Faket Moshe was a shliach of Yoshua ben Nun and Elazar, because they were the Baal HaDin, because they were destined by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring the Bnei Yisrael into Eretz Canaan. That's what he says. A fantastic Avnei Melun. Fantastic. Okay, that's. Then he goes further. I have to say two more things from the Avnei Melun. One is as follows, which we spoke about a little bit last time. Whether Amor mentioned the idea, as long as you say they got up in a Reuven, even if you didn't spell out the specifics, so I'm making it Tanai according to the specifications of Numbers 32. I told you I have to be, I don't want to show a piece of paper one day. I don't have it with me. My quote unquote Shtar Chatzizoch says there, this is a valid according to the laws of Numbers chapter 32. Chazanish is good enough. But Shulchan Aruch, I mean, Chazanish has it with respect to Meisters, but to be sought in the Ramah. And Simon Lamed, I read it to you. For the Ramah says in Simon Lamed Ches, he says this then in the Ramah, I think it's Tziv Gimel. The Ramah said if you don't specify so much, all you say is, let it be valid according to the laws of the God of the Reuven, Dayenu. Let me read it to you. Ramah says, Yeshe Omim. Tafilu la'omak lo pirush kol dinet tanai. Rav omal stam shemasne kitznai b'nei godo b'nei ruvein. Havi tanai gomor. Right? If you don't, you just what's called incorporation by reference for my legal scholars over here. You don't have to spell every last detail. You say, I have in mind the whole series of laws of b'nei godo b'nei ruvein. This suffices. This suffices. Good enough. So the chelkas mechokek says, very nice, it's good enough. Very nice, it's good enough. But this is what he says over here. Listen carefully. He says, when it comes to Tznai, Kona, Lemaisa, it doesn't work. Why? Too late. I say, I'm divorcing you according to the laws of Negev and Reuven. Sorry, Charlie, by the time you scat out the words, according to the laws of Negev and Reuven, it's too late already. Oh, I say, according to the laws, I remember I'm divorced, that would be good. But if you say the words, I read Megureshes Mimeni first, it's over. We don't make it get outside. I mean, we do.
No, according to the laws,
oh, you mean in my star? Well, star is different. The star, everything is simultaneous. It's giving over the star in one shot. You know, it's not a question of utterances. That's what he says. Now, the Chayra, as I said to you before, last week we mentioned this, this Chagas V'chagag is following the opinion of the Ramban, who threw in a Svara of Tfaris Lashon Rishon, right? Tfaris Lashon Rishon, we found that expression in the Ram. Remember Tfaris Lashon Rishon, we found it with Hain from Lalab. That, I think I know where it is. That's the second wide line of page 72 on top, where the Ram says, to the Gemar, Devarav, or the Matris. That's what it comes to Hengkon Lalav. False Lashon Rishon is that Ramban, somewhere in the middle of the second column, on page Lamed Ches, Amud Aleph. We got an expression. Why can't I find this one? Which line is it? Okay. I know it's somewhere around here. He does say, he says, Tzvos Lashon Rishon. That's the reason for the din of Tanai Kodon Lemaisa. So if that's the reason, then the Chelkos Mechokek is right. If it's a pure Xeris HaKosev, which we said the Ran says that we derived from the fact that Moshe switched the order around. And what did I tell you? Why didn't the Ran say the Ramban's Lomdus of Tzvos Lashon Rishon? So I told you the Ran rattles the Shittos. You can't have it both ways, I told you last week. Because the Ran says, Hain from the Lav, because the Gemara Devorov, Odom Nitpas. You follow the Lashon Achmer. So how can he turn around and copy the Ramban, who says over here, Tfos Lashon Rishon. Here it is. So you can't have both ways. So that's why the Ran, when it came to tonight, called on the Mises, didn't base it upon alumnus of Tfos Lashon Rishon. He based it on the fact that Moshe switched around, reversed the order, which was given by B'nai Gadav and Reuven themselves. That's what I told you last week. That's what I told you. I'm sorry? Yeah. said, but the Ramos says over here in Lamed Ches Gimel that if you say Stam Shemasnek it's Naiv Negodav Neiruven is good enough, that means no need for Kfelus, no need for Hekon Lulav, no need for a lot of other things, but what you do need is Tnai Konon Lamaisa. Because if you don't have Tnai Konon Lamaisa, the minute you say the words Ariat Megureshes, it's all over. There's no need, you cannot superimpose any condition, not by saying the Lashon Im, not by saying double Lashon, not by saying chapter 32, no, Numbers chapter 32. Too late for everything.
Most of the Kalei can have Xeris HaKasav, but this one
actually agrees. That's correct. The other things are somewhat of Xeris HaKasav, which could be satisfied. It could be, it also has a reason with derivation, the Ran said he is sold, but it could be substituted for by saying Numbers 32. But this, the minute you say the word, I'm selling it to you, but Numbers 32. Too late for Numbers 32 to kick in. I said, right, I'm selling it to you. That's what the Cheltas Mechokek said as a Chiddush. As a Chiddush. What about Hain Konel Alav? Abner Meluim writes in Sivkot and Dalit that he thinks that would work. For that, this language would substitute the language of Numbers 32, although he concedes it's against the Beis Shmuel. The Beis Shmuel says, the Beis Shmuel Sivkot and Hay. The Beis Shmuel says, "In hikdem amaisa lo mahani, masha omar akitnai bnei God." That's the chalgas b'chol. That's correct. If you put the maisa before the tanai, it doesn't work. But the avnei meluim suggests, what about Hain Kodem Lilav? What about Hain Kodem Lilav? What about that kind of a case? So Avnei Meluim says the Lashon the Ramah would work. It would work. It's kind of Numbers 32. Numbers 32 would work. Why? Because when he says at the end, according to Numbers chapter 32, that's a good enough way of undoing the original statement. In other words, say Tzvos Lashon Achmer and Hain Konel Lulav is necessary, but Lav Konel would be no good, because the last thing out of his lips is what? The positive, but he throws in the word Numbers 32, that takes care of everything. That takes care of everything. I'll call upon him. I noticed that the Avnei Meluim, the way if I understood him correctly, was learning both of these things, Misvara. Tznai Konel Lemaisi Misvara of Tzvos Lashon Rishon, and Hain Konel Lav, Tzvos Lashon Achron. I told you this because it's an impossibility. Make up your mind. And I realized afterwards, why must I make up my mind? Maybe we're not sure, because someone says, Machlokes Tanoim, it's true. I still haven't looked at where a mail holds. I don't know, I have to look it up in, where is it? Tvura, Zvachim, it's a Kutchin Dickens site primarily. But it's not so clear who's right in the halacha, so we can say maybe it's this way, maybe it's that way. So therefore, that's what Avnei Meluim seems to understand, that both of these things can, in fact, coexist. One final Nakuda on the Meluim before we start the next Sukkot. Yeah? No, that's what I thought it said, but it doesn't say that. I don't have that Meluim in front of me. I thought he quoted that from the Beis Shmuel, but I don't see that here. I'm sorry, I don't have that Meluim in front of me. I have to look it up.
So,
the Meluim suggests a discussion of that.
Would it be, according to Meluim, would it be good or not?
At the end, I think he said it would be good. He said it would be good.
But because he brought it up, you see that he
also... Right, the fact that he brought it up itself, I thought he quoted it from the Beis Shmuel, but I don't see it now. Don't see it. I must be missing something. Let's go on. Rabosai is another din. Final din for today of this series of dinim, which is Tanai B'Dover Echad U'Maise B'Dover Acher. I made a ha'ora last week, and I didn't realize what I was saying. That was the tip of an iceberg. Tosfos says, go to the Tosfos, please. So we get top Tosfos in Ayin Hamed Beis. Tosfos says on top of Ayin Hamed Beis that the whole idea of Tznai V'Dover Echo, the Maisa V'Dover Echo, is purely a Svara, and there shouldn't be an internal contradiction. All based upon Svara. Top Tosfos says that Tznai V'Dover Echo is no good. Why? He gives a Lamdus. Tirush Shatnai Soser Hamaisim. The Ain get Chal Ella Achashinus Kayamatnai. But Oz Ain I get the other. I will Halech Esper Zemba Matana. Almanas Shatazi Reu. Lo Havit Naya Maisa Dovarechad. Why? Because Almanas Kime Achsha. Matana Chalamiyad. The Yatsubo Miyad Shayavali Yodo. So that's how we learned all along. That Me'achshav undoes any problem of Tanai U'maisa V'davarechad because it's no longer contradictory. The Maisa is immediately and the Tanai is later on. I already held over to you last week, a little brief hour for a half a second, that Rashi's mashma not that way. I don't remember that even, I just mentioned it in a half a second. As Rashi says, V'davarechad, the top Rashi, V'davarechad, beget atzmo, hu'a Tanai lach zero, hu'a Maisa lios get. Rashi didn't say what Tosis did. And if Rashi meant what Tosis said, I think it should have been more explicit. I think so. So I saw, look, lo and behold, Na'avne Meluim says as follows. This is in Simulam Ches, Sivkotin Vov. Make the following suggestion. He said, you know, if the Tanai is so serious on Maisa, there's no need to derive a formality of B'nai God and B'nai Ruven to teach us that this Tanai is nothing. This Tanai is what we'll call in the language Shtus. Shtus the Hevel. Or as the Rambam writes in a certain place, Maflio B'dvarim. He's talking in the air. It's silliness. Well, you're contradicting yourself internally. Has no validity, makes no sense. You don't need B'nai God and B'nai Ruven to disqualify this as a Tanai. It's nothing. Zero. Garnished. Rambam gives it a marshal, a Tanai Shiach Shulakaimo. If you climb to the sun, then circumcision, I was going to say the moon, but now that's no longer possible. So you climb to the sun, so then such a thing, you can't get to the sun. You burned up before you get to the sun. It's an impossible tonight. So therefore, if it's an impossible tonight, so it's wrong with Taylor and Lubutol. Don't even need to go to the room for that. More than that, proof of the pudding, says the Avnei Meluim. The Rambam is mashma clearly that for this kind of a condition, even by Me'achshav, it's required. Rambam said beferish, may actually go into my kofel, you don't need to come to the la, you don't need to come to the maisa, none of this stuff. Because that's what we'll call the derivation of the God of Meru, which is not my action. But the God of the Son, right? That's an impossibility. Even my action, it's shtus, and we disregard it. It's not fligo, it's varmus, it's nothing with nothing, GMG, has no validity whatsoever. Sokt avne meluim, if that's the case, if the guy didn't say Me'akshav, and he said, Hare at Mugureshis Vaniya Shali, him Aniya Shali, something along those lines, that the only thing they got a roommate for. That's nothing. That's a contradiction in terms. That's zero at zero. Absolute nothingness, suggests the Avnei Meluim. Nothing at all. Zero. He quotes the Ran. The Ran says a famous Gemara in Sukkah. The Ran in Sukkah says, this was a couple of years ago, if you have a child underage, you give him the sukkah, you give him the lulav on the condition that he return it to you. So the Gemara says, you're not yotze. Why? Because he's enough, he's what? He's big enough to acquire, not big enough to transfer. Frek Duran, if that's the case, so you're certainly yotze. Why certainly yotze? Because he didn't fulfill the condition of return, so he didn't fulfill the condition, so the giving is no giving. So I'm okay, he's not okay. So why does the Gemara say that I'm not okay? Answered the Ran, since it's impossible for him to return it to you, they go into the sun. So therefore, it's the other way around. Tonight, Batul Ma'isakayim, so it belongs to the sun, not to you, so he's okay, you're not okay. That's the Ran and Sukkah. So you see again, from that source, that an impossible condition to fulfill is disregarded completely based upon Svara. Amanas is not going to help, it's totally irrelevant. Kachal Xer, we'll call it in the language Xer, it's a Kosov din, not a Svara din. If that's the case, when Rava says that Amanas Shetagzi Resa Esro is a valid Tanai, and so we pass the Malacha, that if you tell to say, I'll give you my Esro, my Tomas Ahavzir, if you give it back to me, you are Yotzi Esro, if you knock it back to me, you're not Yotzi Esro. One thing is clear, says Adam Luhum, according to this understanding. Rava's arguing on Rav Adab Barab. Rav Adab Barab is the one over here who says Tanai Pedavarech or the Mais Pedavarech. That's Tanai Master Rebbe is no good. That's Rabada Barava. And Rava, who's the one who says that the Esther case is good, if this is correct against Tarsus, like Rashi, we say, that means the Machloikis Amaroim. Rava against Rabada Barava. That's the mashmaos of a rush mefurish in Baba Basra. In the eighth paragraph, which this comes up, the rush is mefurish, kamat, the rabbis arguing with Rav Abba Rav. Oh, what did Rav Ashi say over here? After Rav Abba Rav got through saying, Tznai Maitz Dover Echod, how did Rav Ashi counter in the third line of Ayin Hamid Beis? Rav Ashi Omar, Homani Rebbe, the Omar, Rav Huna Omar Rav, Kola Omar Al Manas, Ka Omer Me Achshav Domi. What does that mean? What happened to the problem of Tznai Maitz Dover Echod? No, Tznai Yomaitz Dover Echad is according to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir has all kinds of requirements based on the God of Bnei Reuven. And Rav Ashi is going according to the Rabbanon. Alright? According to the Rabbanon, don't require the name of Tznai. So therefore, we're not worried about Tznai Yomaitz Dover Echad. Or we can say, according to the Rambam, Me'achshav, we never worry about the conditions of Bnei God of Bnei Reuven. When I say the conditions, I mean except for hitting the sun. Hitting the sun, which is a svar, then it's just nuts. His mission is silly, it's gibberish, it's something wrong with the talim. That applies even by me'akshav. But according to the Rambam's understanding, when he says, Koloma al-mas, Koloma me'akshav, and therefore the laws, which you mentioned earlier, Na'ikon al-maisen, Kon al-lalav, Na'ibadav rechem, Ma'is da'barachem, which are all xeros akosta from the God of Ne'ruvim, are not required in the case of me'akshav. It's interesting. The Rambam completely omitted the din of Tznai Maitz Dover Echad, left it out, presumably because he mentioned the din of Yeshua L'Kaimo. I, Rav Abba Bar Rava, we're saying now, extends the din of Tznai Maitz Dover Echad even to a case where it's not an internal stira. The answer is, we don't paskin like him. The Rambam does not paskin like Rav Abba Bar Rava. Doesn't paskin like him. Doesn't paskin like him. It's interesting. If you look on the Rosh, when the Rosh rattles off all the dinim that are required derived from Bnei Gadah Bnei Reuven, and he says in his land, in the Chol Arzenu, we require these specifications for every condition, even in a Tznai of Me'akshav. That's the famous Rosh who goes against the Rif and the Rambam. If you take a look here, in the end of Simon Tess, he says like this: Sugya de Shmeitzah de Binan Tznai Kofel Utznai Kona Lemaisa Utznai Bedavarechad Amanais Maisa Davaracher Utznai Shev Shalakaim Adei Shaliach. And it sounds like Amanas. So you get the impression from the Rosh Kipshuto, even by Amanas, which is Kimei Akshav, he still require Tznai Bedavarechad Amanais Davaracher. And the Beishmul is Choshish Vedeshita. Says that Adon Mas Bunk. You can't possibly be choshev that sheet. It's against the stomach of the Gemara. The stomach of the Gemara Esrik. By Esrik, the bottom line, in the case where there's a Tznai Me'akshav, we know that if you give back the Esrik, it's good. If it's not, it's no good. So obviously, we don't accept Rav Abba Bar Rava. The Rosh didn't mean it. The Rosh is just rattling off all the halachas and saying that you and all the halachas apply by Me'akshav. It just so happens that Rav Abba Bar Rava's halacha is not accepted. It's not accepted L'maisa, as you see from the case of Esrik. This is what he says. Rav Abba Rava means even in the case where it's not an internal stira, but the Maisa is not accepted. It's all according to Shitas Rashi. He doesn't even quote the Rashi. But the Tosis is Faker. Rav Abba Rava only said it's in when it's an internal contradiction. Adkan, part one of today's shiur. Any questions? Okay. The Siyata de Shemai, we start part two. On Afayin Vavam and Alf. I'm going to focus on, again, a few lines of the remaining parak, of this main part of the parak. The first one is the last two narrow lines on Ayin Vav and Alf. What does the Gemara say? Omer lo b'fnei shnayim, harei ze gitech amanasa tishamshi es abo beis shonim. Oh, not bad. He wants service. I give you get, you take care of my father for 2 years. V'chozav yom lo b'fnei shnayim, harei ze gitech amanasa titnili masayim zuz. Hey, trade-off. Right? Instead of taking my father's tools, give me $200. Lo bitel divrei ha'achron as a rishon. So what's her choice? She wants to be divorced? Two choices. Ratzisa misham shasa, take care of the father 2 years. Ratzisa no senes la masayim zuz. She has a choice. Two choices. Aval amal abifnei shnayim harei ze gitech amanasa titnili masayim zuz. V'chot v'yamala b'fnei shnayim Harry Zagita Hamasha Titnali Gimel Meozus. No. Obviously, no two choices. Bitel Debe Achran Eserishin. Okay, because the answer, I have a choice. $20 or $300? What kind of choice is that? So what's the case we're talking about? Let's turn to the Ran. I'll tell you what the case is. The Ran is not this already. Today is my Makamas. Someone has a copy of it. Well, the Ran is Lamed Zayin and Mabay. Lamed Zayin and Mabay. Please turn. So the Ran says, what's the case? On Lamed Zayin and Mabay. Turn around, bottom. All of the Fneshnaim, I raise the Gita Fakule, the Lo Misoro Lo Bifneim. He didn't give the get to her immediately. Why? The Misoro Lo, if he gave it to her, he Garshala Baitna, Vesula Matsilas Nuyetnachli, it's over. History. He gave it over already. You can't make other conditions. What are you talking about? It's all over. It's very etched in stone. Alakacha Malo Bifneim. Shem Serenu Lo. That's what he told the first group of witnesses. The second group of witnesses, he says, what? A different tonight. So what does it mean? He's giving to the choice. She has a choice of fulfilling tonight A or fulfilling tonight B. This is the Ram's shot. Next paragraph. Let's skip there first. Aval Acherim Pirshu, that's the Ramban. The Hocha Bishanosan Logita Viomala Manash Tishamshi as Abashana. He actually gave the piece of paper into her hand. He put it in her hand. Viachakach Omar Amanas Shitit Nili Masayim Zutz. Right. So within that case, again, both are around. Rotasa Misham Shoso, Rotasa no senaslo, Masayim Zutz. What's the pshat? Shekev and Shalok Kimot Tanai Rishin Nimsa Haget in a different girsis, Labal or Nizbatel in a different girsis, Umizgareshis B'Tanai Sheni Me'ar Mira Sheniya. So writes the Ramban. V'yaf Al-Gav, we saw this last week a bit too. The Tanya B'Tol Sefta, the Gittin Perikei Halacha, hey, Hamriz Agite Chamana Shatikun Lima Sayim Zuz V'chuz Aviyomar Rez Agite Chamayachshav Lo maklum, king said yasa yitlenu hey men of yachzav yitmenu lo v'yomala hegitech me'achshav. No, so how can I work without taking it back from her? Lesa, and I feel the amala hares hegitech me'achshav v'lok shum tonight hares a get. Why? Against the Tosefta? Yeah, it's an old fight. The kaimalon and afayin ches like Rebbe, achiyomala hegitech v'ahi the Tosefta k'Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. The bo sheit leno hey mena viet nenala. Period. That's what he says. This is what he says. That's in the case of two choices. So even though he's adding a new option for the get to bichal, there's no need for a new nesina. Could be passing like Rebbe. What about the case of 200 to 300? Yeah, the save of the katani. Bitlu Dvarav Achronim Aser Rishon out of the up the end of the 300. Look at this now. Hachanami, the same kind of case. The cave Adama Hareze Giteich Al Minas Shetitin Li Shlosh Meozuz. Listen down very carefully to every single word. Vikibla Oleho. What do you mean Vikibla Oleho? She agreed. There's a new condition. That from 200 to 300, she agreed. Hare bitlu shneim tnai rishim. Imagine this divorcing couple, they gather for one last time to vatel the first condition and impose the second one. The kevin sheskimu shneim levatlo, I feel the skyim, that means he gave 200 zuz, eino klum, umiskareshis bin sin azu, al tnai ze hasheni. They have a joint power together to undo a condition. Although there was a get given on condition X, and if X is fulfilled, they're divorced, the two of them, by mutual consent, can say, no, not true anymore. Even if you do X, there's still no divorce. Says the Ran, you're crazy. Ubevadai shezeh ben atema, shekeven shenesonu lo ba'almanas, shukoma me'achshav, heichu biyat shneem levatlo.
How
How's this possible? He put a piece of paper in her hand. Piece of paper says it's a get. He said options from right now. There's a condition which is now etched in stone, namely that if 200 bucks is given from her to him, then the divorce will be effective. And now you're going to start playing with it and saying no, it has to be 300. You can't do that. You don't have the power to do that. You don't have the power to do that, says the Ran in his kasha against the Ramban. That's a big kasha. That's a big kasha. Now, of course, one can answer, who said it's me'achshav? Who said it's me'achshav? Now, it's true, the expression used here is what? Almanas. And we know Rebbe holds kolom almanas, nu. Yeah. Does everyone agree to that? Absolutely not. We saw machlokas tanoim. So the Magen Mishnah says no. In Perek Ches, Halacha Yud Ches, the Magen Mishnah says that this man, the Yomas, worked on the assumption that Almanas is not Kamei Akshav. If Almanas is not Kamei Akshav, so it hasn't really taken effect yet. If the man and the woman both agree that the new terms and conditions are 300 zuz instead of 200, then so be it. This is how the Rambam, or at least how the Ramban, will get out of this kasha of the Ram. Don't say, me'al menas and me'achshav. Not everyone's machlokas ha-tanoim. It's a machlokas ha-tanoim, which you learned already earlier. In any event, the Ran argues in the Ramban, says he's completely wrong, and we're referring to a case where he gave condition A, and he imposes condition B before the get was handed to her. Question remains. Just before or long before? Why is that relevant? Because Iran thinks, that if condition two is imposed just before the get is given to her, then condition two has an effect supplanted and superseded condition one, which is now history. Says Iran, the only time the Gemara has the case where both conditions are still on record and fulfilling either of them will create the get's effectiveness is only on Sunday I said condition one, on Monday I said condition two, on Tuesday I gave the get. Alright, so then the giving of the get is not approximate in time to either the first or second condition, so it must be going on both. That's what Ron says, get two Aiden, two groups. I get Sunday's Aiden, I get Monday's Aiden, I bring them together on Tuesday and I say I raise the get. So if it gets for you on either condition, A, Sundays, which A's witnesses testify on Mondays, which B's witnesses testify, that's fine. But if I made a condition on Sunday, then I make another one on Monday, and I give up to get the moment after I make the Monday's condition, the Ran suggests in this paragraph, paragraph Tarim Avonim, that maybe only B's condition would be valid, and A's would become, in effect, invalidated. That's what he suggests. That's what he suggests in this kind of a case. Yeah.
Where does he see in the
Lashon
of the Gemara that the case of
Sushin
from taking care of
my
father to 200
Zuz
is different
from
the case of 200
to 300? The Gemara is the Beferish. The Gemara is the Beferish. I have only one question. I have an answer. I don't know if you can help me out. When the Ran says that the Ramban is wrong, namely, if you gave the get with the first condition, it's impossible to add another condition. So he says, right? Too late. And what if I pull the get back and give it a second time? Is the only mean it's too late as per the first initial Messina? It's too late to impose a second condition or to substitute a second condition? Or does he mean it's too late if I didn't pull it back and give it another time? I wasn't sure what.
I'm not talking about the chicken, the halacha. I know that the Gemara says halacha is different than two kids.
So what's the question?
I'm asking, the Gemara's framing of what happened. The story is exactly the same in both cases. And the Chazon Rambam said that. Why does the Ramban want to say that the first case is where he just added on a new tenet? The second case is where she was also masculine, so now since they're both masculine, so now it's mevatel. Where does he see that there's a difference in the cases?
You ask a question that he's saying the text is shver according to the Ramban.
How does he see a difference between the two?
That's a good question. I'm not sure. I don't know. Okay, so this is part one of this part of the shiur, the last daf of the parak. But now it gets more exciting when you turn the page. And Rabbi Mebeis is an exciting amud. It's a very exciting and interesting Even in a practical sense, interesting. The Gemara and Rav Mebeis. Gemara and Rav Mebeis has over here in the beginning of the wide lines. Quotes the Mishnah. Hareza Gitech Kozman She'evar Mikeneget Panayich Shloshim Yom. Okay? It means if I won't see you, or it's a euphemism, there's no tashmish, for 30 days, so then it's going to be a get. And the Ran explains this because he doesn't want to leave an aguna. Everyone has an aguna, 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 aguna. I'm not going to make an aguna. If I won't be in 30 days, whatever B means, then you're divorced. Coming and going, coming and going, 30 days. Hold on a siacharima, hare ze get. Okay? So we'll have to see in a minute what does that mean. Why? In the first wide line, what do you mean again? He didn't disappear for 30 days. So one day it says, my panayach is tashmish amita. And said, well, no, nisyached. So the condition was fulfilled. There was no tashmish for 30 days. Rabbi Yochanan says, no. Panayach means mamash, literally. Mi katani, listen to this deal. Mi katani, harezu megureish. Let's say she's divorced. Hareze get katani. To lohavi get yoshan. Not a sleeping get, we'll see what that means in a minute. Uluchimalu, an old get. Uluchimalu, tlasin yomi, have a gita. And when the 30 days are up, he can pull out the get and use it. Okay? That's what the Gemara means. So Rashi explains, look carefully in Rashi, hareze the get katani, the ain't I get nifsal, mishum get yoshan. Hoav lo nisiyached ima ulechim ekayim tnoi. He'll have to have 30 more days left. He came in today. Today is end of November. We're at the end of December. 30 days are up. So now the mekuyim, because he wasn't fulfilled in November. 30 days has November. That's I'm in the poem. So if he gave it November and he came back November 29th, that wasn't fulfilled. Oh, but if he then disappears for the whole December, just 31 days, so she'll be divorced as of December 31st or something like that. That the get can still be used. It's not a get yoshin. What's Rabbi Yoshin? Rashi explains, get yoshin, kosher nisyached ima ben ksivil in the sina. If they were together in the room, separate, there was seclusion. Ksivil in the sina. Upsalu rabbanan, shmeshema yomru, it'll be a child. What are they going to say? Gita kodem livna. Charles born out of wedlock. It was before the millennium. Now, wedlock. Shlishi. Sorry. Yeah, but in those days, for Charles to be born out of wedlock was considered to be degenerate, and stigmatized. So people shouldn't think this really wasn't born out of wedlock because the divorce hadn't happened yet, really. The stigma, they said you shouldn't use such a get. Fine. Fact the Hilig Gemara, here's where the key line is. Fact the Gemara. So Mar said, okay, they weren't together in the room. It's not going to get yosh. Fine. The Lech Hashemah P.A.S. The Lech Hashemah P.A.S. of Rashi. Shea boy, Leah P.A.S. Ketotah Shebeneim. Vinis Yachanima. Ulech Hasmara Se Baal Mara Vama P.A.S.T.I. In other words, like this. This is what it really means. Tosi is a Kashi Yutches. I asked him to see it, but this is the bottom line. Get Yoshin is what we know for a fact they were in the room together. They were Aiden. That's a get Yoshin. We're afraid. Give the Kodal of Noah. Fred to Gemara Kasha. All right. Granted, we don't know it for a fact. Shouldn't we suspect it? Let's suspect that it happened. That's what's called Shematias. Let's just suspect it was a get Yoshin in effect. Omer Rabba Barav, Huna, Hochi, Omer Amori, Bishmei the Rav. He gave credibility over, this reminds me of the Sugi in Samach Dalet, given a bit hemne. He gave it an emonus, Rashi says. There's nothing to worry about. In fact, Tosi says one line. Two words. So you have to look it up. I can't help it. Look at the Pana Mamakam. It's Yud Chesim and Beis. Let's take a look. Can't help it. I'm Tosis was, I don't know, say paper over here, the Mefurish Liel. See it. Please turn Yud Chesed Beis, Tais Hashem and PX. Okay. So they call it Rashi, Pirish Mekuntris, Shem and Isyache, have a get Yoshin. That's wrong, Sir Rabbeinu Tam. Call Tal Gemara. Why? First, it's going to get Yoshin and Choshishin. Lon Isyache. Fet the Gemara. Velech Hashem appears. Mashmer the Trey Milinu. I already answered this question. That's what the terrorists I saw somewhere in the Beit Shmuel's terrorists, somewhere in the Sigurd's terrorists. No. Get Yoshin with Vada in Isyachdu. Most of we don't see it. Fet the Gemara. Shem is maybe in Isyachdu. We should worry about it, even though we didn't see with our own eyes. That's how Rashi is going to get out of this kashya. This kashya is not overwhelming. That's how Rashi will answer this kashya. The Raman effect says this teretz. Right. The good question. That's what they mean. Get Yoshin is not really possible for the Eved, for the Chashd Rabbanon. So we should worry about it if we didn't see it. Well, if you look on the Rani and now Adaf, he says so, according to Shita. That's how he answered Rashi's Shita. Well, I just want to read
the.
The whole reason that the husband's going to be in the iron. That's Tarsus. Let's not mix up the Rashi with Tarsus. So let me read you the lines of Tarsus that you're referring to, Chaim, and then we'll back to the Ran. What are the lines that Chaim refers to? Chaim is quoting, what number line is the one lines? What was the end of the Tosfos? Let's see the re at the end of the Tosfos. That's what Chaim is referring to, the re. The last two lines. Venira Lari, the Lochashina Lashem appears, Elochashina Mishum Laz, the Alma, Shiyotzi Abba Laz, Shabit Lesaget. But not really, there's no real Chashash over here. It's just a matter of Laz. Fahashta Mishani Shapir, Yomen and Menes, Vahule, the Kaven Shemino, Olov, Shuv Lo Yotzi Laz, the Xifale Milsa, since the condition which is made in front of two Adim, but that she has the credibility, and if he accuses her of some kind of a yichud, she'll be believed that it never happened. She's embarrassed to be mostly this kind of a lass. And the hashman mishani shapik on the pirusha kuntris, the chen mashma hosham yitok perusho, tlohavi ela lass. Why? And our dafra, she says, shehiski b'diri ha-maksha iruro shoba. Why is Rashi enough? I involved mentioning the fact of the Baal being the Ma'arav. Terror is not real facts. We're only afraid of rumors. We try very hard to avoid rumors. It's a matter of rumor mongering. Okay? So therefore, it comes out that Rashi and Tosfos are both learning, according to Tosfos at the end of the year, it's just a matter of rumor. Purely rumor. Okay? Purely rumor. And, in effect, Rashi can hold the same way as Tosfos himself says. This is a different tupshat. Rashi and Tosfos. Shema Pius, Rashi says, we're afraid of Get Yoshin. So they ask Kashrut, that they're two separate things. So the answer has to be, is the Ran says, no. Get Yoshin would know for sure there was Yichud. And Shema Pius, we should be afraid of the accuser of Yichud. The accuser of Yichud. And with Nemenes to say, Lo Piasti, then he's not likely to accuse her of Yichud because there's going to be an egg in his face. He already gave it a full credibility over here. That's what it says. So this is all what we call in our language balabatish. Yes, no, happened, rumor, all this stuff. Fine. The lumdus of the sugya comes in the Ran. We call the tshuva serif. Till now it's been what we call in our language balabatish. Yeah, he'll spread rumors, he'll say it was not nice things, people will talk. It's patent places till now. But comes to the rif, it becomes pure halacha. It's no longer any this rumor mongering, it's no longer this kind of a scuttlebutt. Becomes an actual and real, a very real halacha. Let's take a look on the Ran, Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. is a very serious matter already. A very serious matter. And a lumdish matter, whether something is true or not, not so simple. Let's take a look together. Within Rashi, he says, Lecha Shema Yavo Baal V'Arer V'Yom HaShapis, and it's considered to be Get Yashan. And he says, Nemanus, says the Ran, V'Lona Hira. This is the Ran on the Dirmasal Gemara, and Lamed Chesed Aleph, I'm about 8 lines from the bottom. V'Nisa, the Ikel Lamecha, shall Get Yashan, Ki Hemna Mai Havi, V'Chi Nafki Midei Chashosho, to Get Yashan, V'Hochi. He answers, Hesha called Hechad Labal Omara and Lo Chashina, who came in the Hemnus of Loosal Mara. So Rashi's okay. Fine. Again, Balabatish. I will a riff Zal Bitshuv, Pirish Bitshuv. Here's where it gets exciting. The Tshuva is a riff. Tochi Kama. Kevan Shahoya Ho Lechu Bo. Afal Pishalonis Yachanima for sure. Elio Anavi tells us, we have a video camera that she's been on her for the last three weeks. Video camera. They've never been in a room together. Never. Still, Nechu Shema Pisa B'dvarim. They were never in seclusion together, but he sweet talked her. Umochalo Hatnai. Mochalo Hatnai. What do you mean, Mochalo Hatnai? In other words, he wanted to be like today. I'm telling you, I can't go into details. There was some guy in some town who was being harassed and accused of holding his wife in Aguna. Accused falsely, by the way, in my opinion. I'm not privy to the case, that's what I think. But to get the world off his back, he came in on Thanksgiving weekend from some place to the Beis Din to write a get and deposit it with the Beis Din that they should give it whenever they think it's appropriate. So no one should say I'm a ma'agin official. Am I so sure? Okay? See here too. He doesn't want to be viewed as a ma'agin. So he's now going on a trip. They say, trip, Gevalt, what's going to happen, Gevalt? So he says, you know what? I'll be a nice fellow. I'll write a get and deposit it and say, if I will be away for 30 days, I'll be the fun away, then the get should kick in. Comes back 20 days later, honey, I love you. We should be, we're meant for each other. We're basheretes, da-da-da, sweet talk. And now, if I'm away, if I'm not away, what's the difference? We're for each other, we're destined, we're blah, blah, blah. I'll tell you kind of this business. So, and she falls for it. So she falls for it. And that means that at that point in time, what they've done by mutual consent, according to the Rif's Kiddush, they've been the battle of the get. So that even if that goes on a 45-day trip, or I'm afraid, Rahman Muslan, a 45-year trip, Shem Yirachim, she is still married to him, despite the original condition that was made. If he disappears for as little as 30 days, whether it means seeing her or attachment, as the case may be, that the divorce kicks in automatically, but now they goofed it. Why? He sweet-talked her into peace. We're meant for each other. He gives her a whole spiel. She's okay, you're right, forget the get. That's the difference. It's a whole new world. A whole new world. Now the big question is, what was the case over here? Was it Me'akshav or not Me'akshav? So the Ran says, V'yei shed gud nuskol, shed gorsin b'ach b'raisa amanas, shed she'evor. V'chosav Ran banzal, shed lefi girsi zula madlu b'firish, shed nosen get li'ishto, afal pishon la Me'akshav, im hisno aleho t'nai, ubitlu shneem, by mutual consent, batel haget, shein atnai klum, me'achas shebitlu also, ve'enem rotzim she'etnai, they don't want to get to bichal no matter what, toch amanas komolo, shul kama me'achso, afilu hochi parchinen v'lecho shem appears, according to the Rif means he was v'batel atnai, unbelievable, ulefichach, said the Rambam, ha'omo le'isha, amanas, this is me'achso, shetidni masayim zuz, im rotzu shneem, ubitlu atnai, haged botel, tafalpish, and the son of law, achakach, it's gunched. She calls machel, ki muscle, the tnai, efshel, levatlo, midas, shneem, ukshemiskayam atna, achakach, ki ilu lo niskayam. Kiddush Naira. You know it's Me'achav. Of course. Umiu Dafka B'Sheskima Hibidli Tula Halav Achilo. The Ramban is not wacky. The only way you can somehow undo a get by mutual consent, which is Me'achav, is by mutual consent. But if you think it's the last word, look at the next word. Unreal Shita. Shalo kedivre mishet mefarish. Shema nispayes hu ubitlo. Sh'afal pi sheshaninu mishegia get liyoda in liyocho levatlo. Hocha kemen shal t'nai l'nitiv lo niskayim adayan atnai yochol hu levatlo. Unilaterally, he on his own can you levatlo t'nai me'achshav and say, true, I gave my wife a gift. And said, if it rains tomorrow, we should be divorced retroactively. But now I changed my mind. And the changing of the mind works on a unilateral basis. Who sets this? It must be a far out wacky shita. Well, maybe it is, because it comes from the Itur. But it's quoted in the Ramah, believe it or not. Kuf Mem Gimel Sid Beis. V'yesh Meforshim Dafilu B'tnai Me'achshav Yochol Levatlo unilaterally. V'yesh Lahachmir Itur. Unbelievable. This is an incredible sheet that the Ran says, Kra, Ein Zem Chuva. How can a Kamash Chatzav Arisa B'tshuva? Can't be. How can that be? The top line of page 76. How can that be? The Kevon Shemiskara HaGetel Shen Ovat. HaReza Get, because it's Me'achshav, Kol Shkein, Shen Yochel Levatlo unilaterally. Forget it. That's out of the question. Yes, Ariel.
Do we need the medium?
To do the Vittel?
Yes.
Probably, otherwise you won't believe him. That's a technicality. Yes. Amazing deed. A man divorces his wife, Me'achshav, if she gives him 200 bucks. Okay? He says, you know, I don't want to be divorced anymore. Tells his wife, tells him, forget the divorce, cancel it. Cancel. So it's canceled. She gives him 200 bucks, doesn't help. They're not divorced. Can you cancel it? It already took effect. It's a tenai of Me'achshav. So Yitzhak says, no, still you can cancel it. Unilaterally. That's Kiddush Naira. Frankly, the Ramban is also a pretty big Kiddush. And they can cancel it bilaterally. To me, it's also a Kiddush. No? How can you cancel it even bilaterally? What did the Rif say? The Rif said, Shema Pius, what did he say in the Tshuva? Kevin Sheholech, Bacha Pisha, Lozachnima, Shema Pisa Bidvarm, Umachlo Hatnai. Bilaterally. So the Rif, if the Ramban understands, it means you can have a bilateral cancellation to get chiddush enough and to get a me'achshav, assuming it's me'achshav. And the Itur goes way, way, way past that and says it can be a unilateral cancellation of the get, even at the time of me'achshav. This, to me, is a tremendous chiddush. Tremendous chiddush. Tremendous chiddush, the Itur says. He said it. Can't argue. He said it. The Ran says the whole thing is wrong. A third sheet. Take a look over here. Still on page 76. I'm sorry. Sure, it was given. The get was given. It was a me'achshav to get. And after pikein, it can either be unilateral, according to the Iter, or bilateral, according to the Rif and the Ramban, cancellation. Right. They're both chidushim. Even a me'achshav.
They
can agree that even if the 200 bucks are given, if it rains, whatever, well, leave out the rains.
Would they agree that you could change the condition of the whole time? Not after it was.
I would say you can't change anything. Too late. It's Me'achshav, it's etched in stone. You can't do anything about it. That's what I would have said. But hold on, we're not finished yet. Says the Ran Kohanim and Ramban, his idea of the bilateral cancellation. He says, Miu, the second line of page 76. Davka b'tnai shaya b'yodam shalo yiskayim shemitov shaya b'yodam shalo yiskayim yicholam hem lomar shafafish yiskayim yi ki'ilu lo niskayim. In other words, if it's in my hands to give the 200 zuz or not to give it, so we can say in advance, listen, we are hereby declaring that whether it's given or not given, yi yiratzon ki'ilu is not given, you know, yi yiratzon ki'ilu, since it's in our hands, we can in effect sabotage it again in that fashion. So how does the sabotage work according to Shita Saramban and the Ran? It's by saying that the key of Matnai won't count. How do we say? Nidrono lo nidre, vasarolo lo sore, shvuason lo shvua. That doesn't count. It doesn't count. So it doesn't count, although it was a retroactive condition, but it doesn't make a difference. It was never in effect, never being fulfilled. But, he says, which can happen without their consent, without their knowledge, without their agreement. The Ramban's against the Gemara. And if I'm Gimel, what does it say? That's what we sort of glossed over. Why don't they be afraid? They're alone in the room. I'm about to tonight. Thomas Nissen, the Mati Kaimen. When met tonight, Mati. Elevadai, called tonight, Shumiskaim al Korchon, Ein Beyodom Levatlo. You can't say, well, if I die, it's if I'm not dead. That no one can say. Something which happens against your will, you can't say, well, even though it happened, it's as if it didn't happen. That applies whether your will is part of the happening. See, I have to give you the money as if I didn't give it to you. So in effect, you can cancel it out in advance. It's never going to be a get no matter what, because there never can be a kiyum atznai. Because the kiyum atznai is death, which happens against the will of the person who dies. You're not in the position to say as if it didn't happen. If I die, as if I didn't die. That's a crazy statement. I'm a atznai, shemshul is battle, vashon the battle. This is the sheet of Saran and the Ramban. Therefore, the Ramban says, the Omer, Amanasha Titnili Masayim Zuz, and Kibla, Alel, Shalot, Kaim, Atnai, or Tisgarish, Bosa, and Messina, Bottle, I get Mayat. Vain Tzorach Loma, Shem Lonas, Nostal, Shem Tnai, Shem Atana, it's gone. This is what he says. This is what he says. Ani Tamea, says the Ram. I don't understand, this is right here, two thirds down the narrow line. If Isa, Shechol, Levatl, Atnai, Loma, Shem Apisha, Tisgayim, get the kach, which is in a retroactive get. That's impossible. The Gemara, which we saw already last week. How is it possible that the Gemara exists on a bad dalad? Remember that Gemara? That if he says to her, listen, he's supposed to be to the book, I'm Michael, they're not divorced. How can it be? Nay, the mei karol itzura ichavein, lama lo yebiyado lomar shekiilu niskayim, kishem shebiyado lomar shekiilu lo niskayim. Will someone speak up, please? The Rana is the kashya of the Ramban. Just I can say that what happened as if it didn't happen, so I can say what didn't happen as if it happened. No? What do you say about that? Is that a kasha?
Yeah.
Nah, this is no kasha. The Rambam answer with ease is kasha. Rambam, you can't compare making something into nothing to nothing into something. I give you a mushel. There's a mushel b'yalma. The Rishon is a famous expression. Un solav command the oven. Because someone is an onus, right? He sinned. It wasn't his fault. The sin doesn't count. But if, let's say, he didn't do a mitzvah, and it wasn't his fault, did he have the mitzvah? I don't think so. I was at a siyum on Thursday night. They were telling a story of a guy who got very badly hurt, and his tefillin checked. It was tefillin which were his bar mitzvah. They were missing a word. It was checked many times. They're missing a word. Hadn't been computer checked. Missing a word. It was a discussion around the table. It was not his fault. The guy said, his fault? It's certainly not. The surfer who wrote a goof, the surfer who checked it goof, the next surfer checked it goof, the next surfer checked it goof, the next surfer, they all goofed. You say he put on film for the last 10 years, 20 years, 30 years? No! Unsalav command the oven. So I'm explaining to you over here that if I say that something which happened, I want to view it as nothing. I have a right to take a something and make it into a nothing. I'll say it's if I didn't want it, if I didn't do it, that you can do. But you can't make a nothing into a something. I found later that the Chazon Ish gave this distinction to answer this kasha of the Ran against the Ramban. It's a big difference between making a something into a nothing and a nothing into a something. That's simply not comparable. That's no kasha. In any event, the Ran presents a third sheet. V'tichani Omer shebechol get hanitin b'mayachshav o ba'almanas. We're starting at the first wide line. the ka'omim ayashavdami, ein biyat shneem levatel atnai. Can't do it. Can't do it. Cannot. Again, the Itas, you can do it unilaterally. The Ramban can do it bilaterally. The Ran, not at all. Not unilaterally, not bilaterally, not trilaterally. Nothing works. May Akshav etched in stone. There's one exception, though. What's the one exception? El Adavka b'masna lahana osa shal isha ki hocha shehistayim lo bossi because man shever me keneged panayich demistamo lahana osa masna imam alomar shem lo yinagim abizman azem ineg ishus shalo tis agen machmoso. It shouldn't be an aguno. V'teim u'gureshes u'mishan hachi parchinon v'lecho shem apiyes u'mochlolo v'aviko meres Kluma Marta Elal Hanasi Zubi Hanasi Alba Masne Imo Amanashe Tipni Masayim Zuz Viniskarsha Meachshav Vade Lo Kol Heimeno Lomar Shafilu Kimot No Shalo Teheim Egureshes. This is already a third Shita. This is a third Shita, the Shita of the Ran. This is a third Shita. Could it be a fourth shita? We have three shitas now. What could the fourth shita possibly be? Chazer again. After a tnai me'achshav, can anybody get together and arrange that even if the condition and play around with the conditions? So the Baal Ita says yes. I can say unilaterally. The Baal say unilaterally. That the get is no get. Finished, that's it, right? You saw that, right? You saw that? No. Get is no get. That's ridiculous. But the Ramban says, if they both agree, they're going to agree it's no get. That's the Ramban said, because of our Gemara. Shema P.S. That's how you understood our Gemara. The Ran says, generally speaking, even that can't be done. P.S. is an exception. Why? It's the Tovasa. This is Tovasa. She can say, look, you did it for me. So it should be an aguna. This is my Tova. This is what I want. So therefore, she wants to get to be no get. No. Give a counter example. Amanasha titnili masayim zuz. Right? And it's me'achshav. So then, if the money is given, she's going to be divorced, whatever she likes it or not. Can't help it. This is the Ran. Now, I'm sorry.
What was the counter example?
No, the case is when she's going to give him money. That's the example. Now, what would the fourth sheet to be? Logically, what's the fourth sheet? On both sides. Let's chazer again. You want to undo the get. Either you can undo it unilaterally. You can undo it always bilaterally. You can undo it when it's only for your own benefit, right? And then you could with that. What's the fourth sheet? Most obvious sheet of all. You can never undo it. That's what I would have said. You can never undo it. You can never undo it. Oh, hold on a second. You can never undo it. Never, ever, 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 ever. You can't undo it. Who said so? The Bach says so. The Beis Shmuel talks about it. I asked to see the Beis Shmuel. You can never undo it. I, v'lecha shema piyas, and according to Shuvah Sarif, shema piyas means as a mechila satanai, etc., etc. So the answer is, who said it's me'achsho? The Ramban said it's Me'achshav. The Ran said it's Me'achshav. Who said that's true? Who said it's true? Maybe it's not true. Maybe it's not true. The Bach says, in Kuf Mem Dalet, at the end, based upon the tour, the Ramak was a tour, that he is talking about a case of Im. When it comes to the case of Me'achshav, you can never, ever, 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 ever do anything about it. Finished. You can never be Me'achshav. Im. Impossible. Can't. Impossible. Oh. As a matter of fact, at the last Maram Bakum, let's end with this. It's a Beis Shmuel, Simen Kuf Mem Dalet, Sif Kotten, Tes Vov. This will be the last thing for today. The Beis Shmuel writes over here in Simen Kuf Mem Dalet, Sif Kotten, Tes Vov. He rattles off a bunch of sheetahs over here. I read it quickly. Harama Shehebi atur svile da filuk shenisratu shneim any ochel levat laget b'tnai me'achshav. Can't. I lekashem apiyas. I b'tnai be'im. Lo me'achshav. Okay? What's the problem with this? What's the problem with the t'nai of him? Rabbo says a major problem with the t'nai of him. Why did anyone? Why did no one else until now wake up on them shots in this tshuva that's talking about the t'nai of him? This gemara t'nai of him. Hiksha shem apiyas umochla hatnai ubitlo aget. What's wrong with it? Do you need her consent to allow him to be mevatel the get by a t'nai of him? Don't we know that that's exactly the opposite distinction between him and me'achshav? Me'achshav he cannot be mevatel it, by him he can be mevatel it. That's the kasha which the Rabbi Shmuel in effect asked, and he said an amazing chiddush. One second. No, P.S. Pasha means Harishas. Nishma mizeh l'shitazu afilu t'nai be'im eino yochol hu levatel ela berita shalom. The low kadasa ramba, which is we thought is common sense. T'nayim im yochel levatel levatel. We saw earlier. So he has the gimel shittas, the rambam, and then he has the riff, and then he has the iptur. It's three shittas. We really have four shittas. We have the last twist about lana osa. So Rabbi Kivege, he thinks the Beshmul is completely wrong. He can't say that in a t'nayim im. He can't be mevatel by himself. Of course he can be. Aye, so why is the Gemara saying Shema P.A.S.? Zokta b'kivege, and others agree with him like as follows. It's immoral. Yeshlomar, lo chashina lebitl haget, de mistama eino chose midiburo, elim kain ayade pius shetimcho lo. Avaloma de ne yochol lebatl haget, mechates aloma kain. Came to get lochach achaz man. Pshita sheyochol lachzul mikodem nagos hazman. Not the pshat. He cannot be mevatel to get of a t'nai of him. He's likely not, because most guys wouldn't be mevatel to get unless they make lovey dovey to the wife and have a consent. Like today's machinations. In those days, he agreed to give her a get. He's not going to go back on it unless she agrees that she wants to stay married to him. That's what it means. Shem appear if they made lovey dovey. Other than that, he's not going to go back on the get. But if he wanted to be a stiff, a bum, a rusher, a not nice guy, he could do it. No one disagrees that he could do it. Against the Mishmul. Yes, Chaim. No, according to those who follow the riff. Within the riff. This concludes, for us, the parent. I have this before we daven mincha. I have one more question, which I was supposed to think about. Do you want to go vaita, or do you want to have chazor? I give the choice up to the Talmidim. Chazara we can do, or we can go Vayta. Eighth parak, your choice. Who wants...